Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Some of your texts to 51551. Some beautiful texts about Sinead O'Connor. A listener, Linda and Connor in Sligo, says, me and my hubby met Sinead in Belfast in 1995. She was so tiny and kind and had a drink with us. BP Fallon was with her and took our photo. She was an activist for Irish feminism and the disadvantaged people. Rock on, Sinead. We love you, says Linda and Connor in Sligo, and many more like that. And we'll get to those texts about Sinead a little bit later on the programme. You're welcome to send them to 51551. In relation to the Bank of Ireland warning about text scams, there's some ingenious tricks as well that people are advising. A listener says, ask your family to memorise a word that only your family will know. Which is a good way. If you get a scam, you can text back, what is the word? One more. I got a text saying, Mom needs some help. This is cruel. I got a text saying, Mom needs some help. That was 3 weeks ago. I'm still in contact with them and I'm turning the tables on them. Well done, you. You can text us to 51551. As I say, well, the kids are off on summer holidays and some of them are idle, some of them are doing camps, and some of them might be doing chores at home. While for some, getting your kids to help around the house can involve an awful lot of nagging and a little bit of bribery, experts have advised that chores are a key part of growing up and they should be encouraged in all families. But how young and how much do you give them, if you give them anything at all, in terms of bribery? Dr. Joanna Fortune is a psychotherapist and author and is with me now. You're very welcome, Joanna, to the programme.
Thanks for having me, Cormac.
All children should do chores at home. Is that right?
I mean, that sounds beautiful, doesn't it? And everyone going, God, I wish that was true. But I mean, we should certainly be encouraging chores. And I love your use of the word bribery there. I'm going to reframe that as incentivization, motivation. But actually, chores are good for children. And the earlier that we start chores as part of our family life and our family structure, I think actually the least, or at least less amount of bribery or incentivization you will have to do, at least a much lesser, sorry, amount of nagging, because your children will have grown up with this idea that they are part of a system bigger than themselves. And part of being in a family is that everybody helps out. That's really what gives them the sense of responsibility and independence, which are key tasks of growing up. Mm-hmm. So the earlier you start, the easier. But that tends to be a tagline with most things when it comes to raising children.
How young is too young, though? I have a 2-year-old at home, so what could he do?
Oh, you got to put him to work right now. That's it. But actually, yes, I think 2 to 3 years old is a good time to start, because at that age, they can certainly carry their own nappies in the bags to the bin. They can throw them out. They can pick up their own toys. They can put them into a toy box. And these are practical things that they can do. And chores should be practical, because they're ways of giving our children opportunities to practice independence. Mm. And 2 to 3 year olds, I mean, you're still at an age, you know, and certainly you'll get maybe even up to 6 and 7. And 8 years old with children, where they quite like helping out. So giving them practical ways to do that and growing the chores up in line with their growth. So at 2 to 3, that's probably enough, and that's within their scope of capacity. But you know, 4 to 5, I'd be extending that they can help tidy their bedroom. They could put cutlery into the cutlery drawer, you know, carry the laundry to the laundry basket. And I'm not saying turn them into little Cinderellas now to clean up your house.
It seems a bit tough, doesn't it? It seems a bit cruel to get a 2 or 3 year old to tidy. Well, do you not think so? No. Like, they're having a great time. They're lost in their imagination. They're playing away with their toys. And then they waddle away to another room, as they do, to get more toys. And you're saying, clean up.
No, you wouldn't interrupt their play. But if it's the time of day when you're going to be transitioning from playtime towards winding down into bedtime, actually marking that with saying, now it's time to tidy up, and you're going to do this, and I'm going to do that, is a nice way to count it down. Absolutely. Nice bit of structure in there, Cormac. That's what you're going to do. Redirection and distraction.
Thank you so much. As if bedtime wasn't difficult enough.
But it's a nice way of marking that countdown, you know, that it's not just you saying, now it's time. It's okay, playtime has ended. it's tidy up time, then it's bedtime. You're putting in another piece, but it shouldn't just be at bedtime, because actually that's when we're all getting a bit tired, a bit ratty, the day has been worn out. You should have lots of little opportunities to help out. And it's also a great way of saying to our children during the day, thank you for helping out. I appreciate that, mm-hmm. which is modeling for them. Oh, that was a good thing to do. And I can elicit positive feedback by doing these things.
Yeah.
But it's much easier if you start it when they're young. And again, it should always be developmentally appropriate. But then it's not like you're introducing a concept that is brand new to them when they're in that middle childhood stage, preteen stage, and they're already wired for resistance and opposition. And you're saying, hey, great idea for chores now.
In that age bracket then, when they're wired for resistance, right, in the preteen stage, how much do you use the word incentivize or bribery or payment of some sort? Should you pay them for chores?
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And I think a lot of families will structure pocket money in connection with chores. So I would say that's fine, but there should still be a couple of things, and a couple is enough, that they do not get paid for, because part of being in a family is everyone helps. Now, you don't throw them a parade because they bring the bin out, because maybe that's just part of, okay, that's part of helping out. I've done this, you do that, we all do our bit. But if you want, then if they're looking for things and their demands are increasing and you're linking it to pocket money, there should be additional chores that they can do.
Mm-hmm.
So on top of the standard non-paid, you may want to say, okay, well, if you do X, Y, and Z on top of your chores, you can earn this money. And if you're giving them pocket money in that way, be really clear that the amount you're given and what you want them to cover. You know, if you have teenagers, you might want, you know, if you're paying them a certain amount of money, that they've done chores, but what do you expect them to do with that money?
Is it free for them to spend? Do you know what the problem there is, Joanna, is the summer is very long. And you'd be poor, wouldn't you? At the end of summer, even if you're giving a couple of euro every day for a chore, my God, it would build up.
I know it would. And I don't think it's a daily thing. I think it actually, pocket money is best as an end of week thing, or look, it's arbitrary start of week, if that's what works in your family.
What about
but
this?
I think it should be list to a daily thing you do as a consistent practice.
Okay, what about this, right? If you negotiate chores, so if you have a really terrible chore, like cleaning the toilet, and if they do the other chores, they don't have to do that one. Would that work?
Ah, yeah, that's okay. I mean, that's a different type of, that's more of a sort of labor incentivization. We'll take this one off the list in exchange for three others. I mean, that could work.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if you want your children to clean the toilet, have low expectations of the quality of that job at the end.
I was just wondering how quickly you'd pick up on that. You say no to clean, well, somebody has to clean the toilets.
Somebody does, but if you want your 9-year-old and you want it to actually be cleaned, I'd be putting maybe a premium payment attached to that one.
Oh, Lord. Come here, a texter says, are you for real? Did your own mother not ask you to do any chores? There's nothing like showing children how to do a bit of work at an early age. You should live on a farm, says that listener. Well, I can tell you that my mother got me doing chores. We used to keep 16 students, Irish language students, in the summer for 3 months of the year. And by God, did we help out with that work, which was very difficult work indeed. So you think it's a good thing then, even at two?
Oh, I do. I think children love helping out. Give them a way of doing this, because do you know what? Smaller children need a lot of assistance from adults to do things in their life. The world is big for them when they're small, to reach things, to get things. So when there is something that your child can do for themselves, can get for themselves, I think we should encourage them to do so. I think it really encourages problem solving, and that facilitates confidence, independence building. So I think, yeah, be confident, but present it like something like, this is great, you're going to do it, not tentatively like, oh, I'm expecting you to resist this, because then they won't
great.
Let you
clean
down.
This toilet, I promise it, you'll love it.
Super exciting. The toilet's a big job in your house, I think, Cormac.
Dr. Joanna Fortune, psychotherapist and author, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.